Whether department entity, the department or the entity paid amount due within 30 days of receiving adequate documentation, or whether they waited until the end of the financial year of template. I'm reading this member, so I know that he has copies of this template, but just to remind you, and of course under control, the report must comment on the functioning of the audit committee and the internal controls of the department or the entity. You will recall that we haven't met with the entities yet, but we will, starting from this Friday, and to plead with you to be present, and of course, next week it will be, the program will be so congested, because the Wednesday also we have to attend. We are trying to accommodate the entities. It won't be all the entities that we are going to deal with this year. Some we will leave for next year. Now, under general information, they said there must be a comment on the adequacy and the usefulness of the general information containing the annual report of the department or the entity. And also there must be comment on how the information in the annual report leads to the measurable objectives in the strategic plan of the department of the entity. Now, also about performance, and all under performance, there must be comments on the reported performance of the department or the entity. Also, the key issues about the previous year's performance must be drawn to the attention of the department. Under human resource situation, there must be comments on the human resource situation and policies of the department as reported in the annual report. And of course, lastly, there should be recommendations. There should be a recommendation to the department or the entity about any matter considered above. There should be a recommendation as to whether accounting officer of the department or the entity should receive bonus for his or her performance in the year under review. Now, the length of the report should range from 2 to 10 pages. Shorter reports will be appropriate for the consideration of good or non-controversial annual reports of the department or the entity. Longer reports will be required whether shortcomings have been identified. Now, that was just to remind you about what is expected from us when dealing with the report. Now, members, I'm sure there are those who don't have the copies of the presentation, there are extra copies, also the report, the draft report. PET has done a draft report, and it's up to you if we want to concentrate on the report. It is just the report to guide us when dealing with this. But it is us who should deal with the report and maybe comment on issues of areas of concern and the shortcomings on reports. And I think you should be having copies from the AG's report. They assisted us in the workshop that was held. We received documents or the copies where they were trying to caution us on some of the issues that should be raised. So those are the copies that can assist us in dealing with the report. We know that we also had parliamentary researchers who tried to assist us in dealing with the report. They had copies on about sheltered employment factories, about national skills fund, also of the department itself. I don't know if you still remember of copies like this. Copies were made for each and every member. And last time I asked members to bring their copies when we deal with the report, so that we should not leave any stone unturned when dealing with the report, because it should be a true reflection of what the department has. Now, members, we according to our program, today we are dealing with the report and it has to be adopted. We will still form a quorum in adopting it, because we only have now until next week. We are expected to be dealing, and next week we have entities that we will be dealing with. So we don't have time. So I'm pleading with members. There are people who have already asked to be released. And we've got quite a number of apologies. So I think we need to show seriousness, members. Since the beginning of the year, I think we are doing well. I've been watching this program of view of Parliament. I don't know how this program is starting at half past eight. And we are one of the four committees which are doing well. I think we should get ourselves. But I really do have a concern, because if you look at the absenteeism and late turning of members, I think we could be really doing more than that if we were showing seriousness. So really, I think we should be happy about that. And I think we are one of the four committees, because of public hearings. They commented to say we are really doing an oversight to the department, trying to take the department into task. But according to myself, really, I don't think we are doing enough. But anyway, we are getting there. But also to remind you, members, that on Friday we will be sitting. There are so many things. We know that in our party there is this party caucus workshop, and also the cluster, our ETC, economic cluster, there is this organized workshop. So there are so many things. So I'm pleading with you, members. I know it will be the end of the month. It will be the end of the month on Friday. Thursday is the end of, we are being paid. And usually when we get paid, everybody wants to leave. So I'm pleading with you to be there on Friday so that we should be able to engage with these entities. We are meeting with CCMA and NEDLEC. So can we just say that those 3 hours from 10 to 1 to be with them. And next week also, we are meeting with UIF and Compensation Fund. And the Wednesday, we're meeting with Umsobomvu Youth Fund and National Productivity Institute, which has changed the name now. It is the Productivity SA. They have launched the name. They will report that when they come. The name is changed. It's no longer NPS. us. But with those two words, can we then look at the draft or the report which is produced by the committee secretary? But members, I'll be guided by yourself. I thought maybe we can go through item by item. We are only receiving this now, all of us, but we don't have enough time. We have to deal with this because we are talking about issues that is known to us. So there is no way that one could say, no, we only see this now. I thought we could get, if TGM, if their report could be released, it was also going to assist us to look at what transpired on that day, just for guidance. Any comment on that? Tata? Should we start with the report of
Itholamanje report?
Like I'm saying, Sonke Itholamanje, and it talks about what we have dealt with. It talks about what we know. So the only thing that I can do now, we can read it for ourselves or Nandi Funde, and then deal item by item. Looking at what we have, I said we have documents from OAG and Treasury perhaps, or parliamentary researchers who can comment on that. What did they say about what is here? Is this a true reflection of what was presented to us? I need guidance from myself. We'll see how we deal with this. So, each in each of you.
No, it's a very difficult question. But, you know, I'm trying to look at the format of the work that we need, and take that into consideration. My starting point is that it's needed to have a format
or this Friday, because we are sitting again on Friday. Yeah, what are the other views? Masavane, members? Ntate Dreya? Ntate Gabuskasne? What is your view?
I think the thing we have, we should work through this one. That's probably it. I like it today. I had a quick look, obviously, as we got it this morning. But it seems to encapsulate most of the points. There are one or two points where I think we could emphasize a little more here and there from my point of view, but, that's my life. It's sufficient, and I think it's a very useful document.
Thank you. So let's then start, because when preparing this, I'm sure the committee secretary was guided by this template. So it's just to correct here and there to, if we have additions, by looking at what COPPA or what AG said about that item. Now, point one there is just to explain that, yes, we received the presentation on annual report in September. And of course, it was the deadline as expected. So do we have anything there to add, perhaps? Yeah, what we can do, what we are saying is falls, I'm sure, under point three. We can, under financial aspects. I don't know. I may be corrected, but I think that was point one, is just giving the introduction. Yeah. So, point one is okay. Now, the technical quality. There it is. Do we have anything on it? I know it will be difficult for all of us because we have just received this this morning. Even myself, I never had a chance. I wasn't around yesterday. I've just gone through it now. I know, but let us just try, members. So it's accepted. Point two is accepted. Now under financial aspect. Yes, okay, is that okay? You should remember that is what COPPA raised also. So really please us to apply our mind on that matter. And if you can also please go and go through what was produced by this parliamentary researchers. They gave us these copies, members. If you can just go through your we distributed this just to in preparation for that. Let's go through that to see what the AG said about that point.
Are we also going to make to make a recommendation.
Even if we take a recommendation under each item, but then to compile all those recommendations be the last.
The court went immediately caught my eye on the 3-1, the second paragraph. I just think it says, you know, over the past 3 years, financial years and average of program 1 and 2 spent 97%, while program 4 spent 97%. Program 3 has over the past year underspent by 90%. Isn't it? They didn't only spend 10%. It's just the way it's read here, it seems as if you've underspent by 90%.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe they only spent 90.6%. So the underspending was 9.4%, if I'm correct. It just looks as if they didn't. So I think that's.
You are right. Can that be then a homework for all of us to go and look thoroughly on that and then come up with a proposal or the right figure there? Okay. Then, under Auditor General's report, 3.2. And you should remember when under their corrective measures, like when they presented to us, when we engage with them, I said they didn't have time frame on most of their corrective measures. So we should also look at that to say even if there were these corrective measures, but we also needed time frames on
On some of the issues here, we have not dealt with the department on that. Administrative issues like this management, they must, I think, within a month or 2 months, they must tell us what they have done about this. This is a policy. And the policy needs to be implemented across and keep it up. So, I don't think we have to wait for another report. Small issues like this one, they must clear it up and report the impact. Reduce the bulk of the problems that they have.
And if I remember well, there has also been a recommendation from yourself when talking about it. That is why I said earlier on, if we could have had the PMG's report, it may also assist. So let us try maybe today or tomorrow, try and find out when can that be received, when can we get that report, so that we should get exactly what transpired, what was the recommendation under the I can equal the secret, or cross the secret.
May I get a definition for those?
Okay.
If the Department of Labor not part of the public service?
Public service? Yes.
Why should we then ask yourself about the policy, etc., looking into the conditions of employment, and then whatever access must be implemented immediately?
Okay.
Because you make me that. What applies, low labor standards apply across the board in whatever sector. There should be, I'm sure, right?
Okay.
They can't have some discussion there. I'm just saying, if you take on that one, conditions of employment in a given sector apply if the government has not their staff, because you'll have these inconsistencies and mixed things.
Yeah. I think we agree with this. We need to pin down the researchers, because I was just mentioning PNG, but it's not part of Parliament. But the researchers, parliamentary researchers, must tell us about that. What is their findings?
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
I'm saying the party is not telling us. Maybe it's not asking questions, but I think it must be selected. Because this is our question. If they did not tell us, I'm not sure whether the question was asked, and whether why is it that it's supposed to be qualified for it. And if they did not tell us, and it's not asked, I think that it's coming as a
question. I think that question was asked, but it wasn't really responded to properly. We couldn't just get clear answer on it. So there was no clear clarification on why do they always have for 3 years taking them. If really, if you remember well, it was us, but it wasn't responded to well. That's exactly.
Yeah, just so that I was able to ask you. I think also what you need to do, you look into last year's and the preceding year's report, the committee report, so that you check in terms of what committee is going to
introduce.
You take in your own report as to what were the comments or the resolutions that you have taken regarding the issue of qualification, if it is in your own.
Because when we look at the basis for the qualified response, according to the report, it refers to incompleteness of the activities after the year. And I mean, since we cannot see all the years, what problems do I have in terms of completing after the year? You will not tell us why are we not completing after the year. As a kind of, I think, all that we want to do. The lack of capacity in government,
is it too big a concept? I mean, how does two big problems not
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, because that problem is I'm able to deal with that entertainment.
They did mention, but not written down, but they did mention everybody that they were.
I usually write down questions and comments, but this year I don't know why was it so difficult for me to do the same, because what I usually do is to go through, maybe to even quote the person who asked that question and the response. But I don't know, I didn't follow the usual trend. I mean, we could assist also. But I'll try and check on my my notes for that day. I don't have that now.
Yeah, maybe we conclude. I'm just contributing in general. I think I attend the Ultra General Board that we should attend it. I'm trying to just maybe also sensitize you around this area. Reference to assets, you remember there's this problem that the Ultra General Board is having a problem as well as partners in terms of the new way of accounting. I'm just saying, highlight that person so that whatever you are going to find out from the meaning, you could see that through the eye of that input, because there is a problem. If you were to go through all the most comments, you find that then in this process, many departments are having a problem whereby the new AG has introduced new ways of accounting, which exactly are leading to that problem.
Yeah.
I'm just saying for Wednesday, for Friday, you prepare yourself in terms of how do you assess on the promises? Because it seems to be another problem in other promises.
So maybe Chairperson, we also need to request a copy of the exam that they haven't even known about the public. Because there are no publications. And I think that's what we should take that to change in all governments that move on. That's for you to look at what we can take in the future. Because I think all departments are pandemic, that should make good use of the problem. If we can get a copy from the government, so that we can check.
Yeah.
if we come with other recommendations, that we need to continue to do the mapping program.
Yeah. Can you mention the copy, the name of that copy again, that you answer?
Okay. The government removal of asset management.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now the proposal is to look at that document of that copy. What does it say?
Is that a register or is that an X? Because it seems to be talking about an X. When you say it in full, that's an X. It's not a register. So that's why you need to say what is it that you require.
There's one
more
report.
That's the same thing, because some of you are talking about the resistance.
The department should have implemented the first public review of the property. The reason to clarify is what you are saying. One of the reasons why they came to the clarify is because they are asking in order to check whether all the food is there, that means the most of the that we can do. The airline is because of the problem that he's fighting, which is about the new format by the new officer general, or whether it is difficult for complying with the
I hope it's understandable. Can we then go to the 3.2.1 emphasis of measures? The administration of these records. And maybe before that, to welcome Ness and to say, can you perhaps tell us which committee are you at or you are the future of?
My name is I'm actually supposed to attend the housing portfolio, but I think in terms of the times I was leaving from a meeting, or I'm late, I'm not too sure, so we started together.
Are you given the venue?
Yes, yeah, at 5:39.
Is it? I don't know how can they meet, because this is Labor Portfolio Committee,
okay.
And we were given this
same venue,
starting from 10 to 1 o'clock, I don't know. Tanya, can you take the name off it? No problem. Administration of leave records. Lack of control framework to monitor the administration of sub-leave. This had an impact on the closed leave entitlement. Yeah, you should also remember that issue of the subject. What was the problem on that? But let's just deal with the administration of leave records. Do we have anything around that? They had corrective measures there. Then from there we will get into the subject.
Yes,
given, I would say that because the corrective measures are very clear, but only whether from one set message, if you want to select it, you need to report that they need to come to the condition. But if the community is not able to do that,
maybe if you say in our first lady year, because if we say 2 months, we won't be here by 2 months. Let's say maybe in the first, during the first quarter, when they reach to.
See, this is the problem. I mean, staff debt. I mean, 10 million rand, a lot of money owed by the staff.
Mm.
And I, you know, written off in accordance with the debt management policy. And this shows a very big lack of proper administration. You know, I mean, you know, no procedure to write off, you know, over the last 3 years. I mean, if you let this accumulate, and now you come and say, well, we're going to write off a lot of it. I mean, effectively, those people have either stolen the money. I mean, it boils down to a fraudulent, you know, and that to say that it's, you know, sort of a tedious exercise, they should really put in effective measures to recover money from people who owe the government money. You know, this corrective is, say they instituted rubber hearing and written off. What, you know, what is the basis of writing off? That for 3 years they've done nothing and now they can't find the person.
Mm.
Shows a certain amount of negligence on the part of the personnel section or something. They're not looking after them properly.
Yeah, to check if they really do have a system in place to assist people in dealing with money. Like for instance, we were discussing the issue of when a person is employed somewhere, then they don't have a system in place to say how she can handle his money. So you really need department needs to have a system in place in assisting the poor people, those rich people who are unable to deal with this money. Because really there was no clear answer from them concerning that item of subject. That is so.
I think we have some contradictions, because according to the, and I suppose this is the audit, I wouldn't say that there was no policy and then in the corrective action, they say that they're writing off according to their department of labor, dead money. I'm not sure if I understand. It is not a contradiction. Or is that there are things that have been done for things, for example, and the underworld is made up of the that they are running what in accordance with their management for you. I don't know if
there is a contradiction. I think we don't have a serious blessing to this. Like, not sorry to that, but because they will write these debts off this year and they will start accumulating. And what will happen?
Mm.
In this time, there are the accumulators, they will be written off again. I think the people involved in this must be, you know, must take effect.
Mm.
So, my first task is just to.
Mm.
So how will you know if it's an inside job?
Mm.
So that's what it is for the inside job.
Mm. Yeah, I haven't heard really any writing of irrecoverable stuff debt. How can you just write us without investigating why it was great?
If I remember correctly, they did talk to something like their income, to check with people in
But
I know from where I come from, but what I mean, from my pension money that would be very covered. I mean, I don't understand what they are putting in. I would say part of what we are seeing that they are rejecting. Maybe you need to, they must come and talk to us how they are using anything. That money for you. I think this is and say something important to break up. I remember the general member, Jeff Municipal, when you don't take traffic files, they include those files in your rate, your rate, your water. So that they are forced to pay, because if you don't pay, they cut your life off. So kind of it's all sorts of value things. And then in the fund has recovered a lot of money. They must be probably, it's not possible that they pay, so it's a lot of things. Okay, it's okay, fine. Police want people to keep it safe.
I mean, to employ somebody, a firm or something, even if it costs R1 million, we are looking at 12 million, 30 million rand. So I think that this is very unsatisfactory. First, the accumulation and the lack of. Because, I mean, if it's people who've left and have got bursaries, we're not talking about suddenly stopping next to the road and, at the robot and say, 20 guys are coming to work, casually, and they disappear. I mean, these people who were actually employed, they must have, addresses, IDs, I mean, they had bursaries. I mean, this is not just itinerant people that easy can get lost. I mean, these were people that were employed. Properly employed by the department.
I think that was not a very satisfactory. Let's look at the corrective measures.
Our problem is also the fact that we did not ask them to substantiate to give us substance. How many people are you? Who are you? What amount of borrowed or what amount of paid to who? From when? When did they leave? So I think they must substantiate for us. And then,
Can we then go to 3.2.2?
Page 2. Yeah, paragraph 3.
Page 2, paragraph 3.
Yes, 20 years, 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 there was current industry approaching 50% of tender employees from the region. 50% of goods and services of the main, the employee is and then financial services. Okay, for the rate of blanket goods and services expands the computer service. 20%, 20.4% travel, and for 50% operating. But it's not clear yet what he is talking about. There are these computers. They already talk about.
Okay.
He is to those computers. They did something else.
When they are supposed to account, they couldn't because this was not their asset. So they mentioned that, but what should be good is that they must write down the report because they were there for telling us. Maybe to help when they are coming back, they have a report, detailed report of the thing. So that will, but they mentioned that this is how it was happening, they didn't know what was happening, but at the end of the day, what they think it was, the process was not exactly what they were saying, that even if the computer is not in a good condition, it is not them who are reflecting what they mean. But they were better versions in them and them. So they have to give us a proper report.
Yeah.
But they did mention it.
Yeah.3.2.2 Monitoring of internal control. Finding of the AG. Okay. I think we can also try to go and research more on that. But let's look at the corrective measures of that. The department took note of the recommendation and action will be taken to improve the clearing of suspense account for 2007 to 2009 financial year. According to Dole, this account does not need a zero balance month and year and as indicated by the department.
not the number two of the do we understand the corrective measures yet? Can we go through, I don't know if we have the better input on this. Internal control.
I only have two of those, one for the not for the OWL report, but one for the skills fund and one for the employment taxes. And that's the third one for the department.
I'm sure it's the one of the department. Should be we on this we have only three documents. The National Skills Fund, the Shelter and Employment Fund, and then just can we check under National Skills Fund and also the of the department if we can be able to check. It's about the internal control.
Why is there trying to do some just looking forward to a practical way of addressing? They promise to go to the staff under the education report. Why don't you take it to system that the next meeting the Auditor General Report office to be present with the department to go through this so that it should be them down to explain every area? You have a problem of notice here. Because once you discuss a system, it becomes so broad. There are two ways. It's either that way or we have a full one day workshop where people have to take it. I'm not saying this process, but I'm saying you see there's more to this than meets the eye. And you need someone to attend in their presence, even including treasure. These people are easy to hear. I mean, we have to work with them. That they be present, they should be there. They will explain to you if there are any contradictions. What can go on?
Yeah, the, now because I'm the time limit we have, what you are saying is what we thought of to say after getting the presentation, okay, we are going to sit as a committee like we are doing now, then from there to see who to pop in. Maybe the research has to be here together with maybe again the treasury, just to look at the response of the presentation of the department. Indeed, that would assist us, but because of time constraints, so I don't know if we will be able to do that. Because what is needed from us now is to deal with the report and re-adopt it. Even if we can have some recommendations that say, let's call the department again. But we need that adopted to the report and be dealt with. That is
the yes, you see, I mentioned earlier the auditor's report, in a sense, they auditors came and reported on the department's audit reports. and they highlight the things that must be done, and the department has indicated the corrective measures that they will do on that report. Now, I don't know if it's up to us to say do we agree or don't agree with the corrective measures. What we'd have to do, as I see it next year, is to check whether they did and how effective were the corrective measures. So that is, in a sense, something that the Auditor General looked at their statements and said, yeah, and these are lacking. And the department came back and said, well, under A review, this under B. So it is now in process, their corrective measures. So I don't know if we can take it too much further. I would rather concentrate on the actual annual report, excluding the statements, because the main person to deal with the balance sheet is the Auditor General, who has already commented through the audit report, whereas we must look at the actual work that the department has done. See that? You know, we're not auditors.
Yeah.
We can take note of what was said in the auditor's report and note the corrective measures, and in the next year when the new report comes in, we can check whether those corrective measures are done. But I see the things that worry of me is performance evaluation from paragraph 4, service delivery, the secret employment. These are the actual day-to-day activities apart from the financial, in a sense. That's my view. They've said, for example, the auditor found this is wrong and he said you must do that, and they said we will stop implementing. Now, so we must either we call them in and say 6 months have passed, can you perhaps comment on how far are you doing with these things? You know, how after 6 months out, how far are your corrective measures coming, as you said you were going to do. But we actually have to look at what they did ending in March in terms of the various things, the training they said, the skills development, the understanding here, what is the quality of their programs and so forth. So I think our emphasis should be very much, because we could really note the auditor's report, because that,
No, I think you are right, you are right, Chairman. I mean, as you know, that under letters of governance, the internal audit, the corrective measures, they also said a project team has been established to review progress made with the establishment of the risk management unit. The annual risk assessment should be performed, follow-up responses on audit reports issued, the review of internal audit structure and use of IT software. So there's nothing that we can do for now, but that has to be followed up for to have more research, do more researching on that, maybe a shaky decision around the internal. How do we then close that or capture that so that
look at all the qualifications that we have in our time, and we know that there's one of my chief, that you are in the general committee on it. Because when you do, there's a set of these qualifications, there are several of the reasons. are a few things that one can respond. That is the way that we can the management is fully
it means that it goes straight to the issue of the qualification. 3.2.7, though we have dealt with it, that when we said they haven't really clarified to us on why have they been getting it for 3 consecutive years. But the corrective measure that it says an accrual based accounting system which will ensure that commitments are correctly reflected on the financial statement will be implemented. A request was made for the acquisition of an accrual accounting software package.
This is an answer to the question. It's not different. This is a new way of accounting. That is the new thing. This is the area I'm looking at. Then, in the context of the resolution that is taken, but despite the decision of taking in terms of empowerment of communities, that here is an answer which falls within the resolution of the statement. So this is what is a problem, but then as a newly
are we clear, member?
If I might just come in here with my colleague, I think we can express it generally, the committee can express concern at the points raised by the Auditor General's report, and we notice the corrective measure, and but in addition to that, there are a few things we'd like to highlight as the debtors, and also such as debtors on 323, irregular expenditure, which are points of concern, of specific concern, and that whether we, I don't know if it's appropriate to say here that, or whether we can just take a decision that maybe after 6 months, we can call in the department and say, look, we'd like to just find out how are you doing. You know, this is a report back to us, but it's not part of our annual report or the annual report.
Okay, then let's deal with point 4, performance evaluation.
Yeah, that's
I'm quite safe, cross over, so I'll finish now.
Yeah. Also, members, you remember the proposal you've been always making in the workshop that we had also. It was that every quarter the department should come and report to the department, to the portfolio committee. So that one really it has to be done. While we are saying in our first quarter we want them to come, but it's going to be an ongoing thing quarterly. Remember? I'm sure that can be always discussed when they are there to also say what is the preliminary audit. I think really if the department comes to us every quarter, we can make that. We should be able to get what you are talking about, the preliminary audit report.
The other one says, nothing in the library, if you say in front of the resolution that having raised our concerns for emphasis, having noted their commitment to, but to say, can they in writing share with you the how part, because all these areas relate to specify in terms of in what way and time frame, is not a great issue of time frame. What, by when, and how. You know, that's it. And then communicate in writing. Then your English, I mean, not reading, we are under this, the self-help employment section. How do you monitor what they exist in the community? All information relating to group is fair. To say, if they say this is a full record, can you get a copy of this report? You know, evidence. That is, whatever they claim to have in place, can they send it to you with supporting documents that contain facts. That's one way of monitoring it, so that you are very able. You have not all these areas implemented under different policies. But also, I think departments who have the usual mid-term review, that is done by ministers, every 6 months, and but I think there's nothing wrong in getting the department to communication writing to you. That is the next, to come up with a report that specifically reflects on the how they are being implemented and how far they are.
Yeah. And I think if we meet them in this quarterly basis, if we need a clarification about a certain province, the manager from that province should be also invited it takes the issue of mandate. The Northwest Province should tell us, should be able to tell us about those funds which were transferred to that province to go to social development. So I think when in explaining that, the manager from that province should be also present to be able to tell us what actually was transpired in terms of the funds, because we've been always concerned about the mandate, the funding, which could not be utilized. So we do agree that we both of the church be able to say we need those managers actually present. Can we then deal with the this point four? That important subcommittee. And we need a good result.
I hope it's the most amazing subcommittee.
That's the point. I have national school funds.
Okay.
There are no collective measures.
Oh, under national school funds. Okay, let's leave Mosineke now and look at
No, I think we said in the mission already.
Okay. I think, yeah, because here the corrective measure is only about the mandate. And I think an earlier input does cover this. Also, national skill fund. That is. Are we looking at NSF, all of us? Please leave Mosineke permission to leave with peace.
Yes,
Yeah, can we move forward? Service deliver program 2. Do we have anything there? Are you taking it? What page is that?
That's page 8. Mm. Because I'm not sure about the Eastern case, if they speak at this
saying that still there are any still divided issues between shipping fees and both regular provided skills and provided. So let's see.
I'm just looking at the notes. Sorry, that we were, you know, when we had the briefing by the Auditor General on the National Skills Fund. They said there, you know, that the people come out of training with what skill? I mean, how does this really play a meaningful role in the economy? Can we look at the process of appointing service providers? Now, that's what they mentioned, training schedules and monitoring. I don't know how we can really fit it in here. Or whether it's part of the general employment of skills is, you know, it's so easy to say, we train so many people in this, you know, we get hundreds of figures, it's, you know, 20,000 here, 3,000 there, 4,000 there. But we have mentioned it in the introduction about the quality. You know, folks have what, you know, determine whether the target stands. It's really, there's no indication, well, paragraph on page 9, or am I jumping the gun a bit? Perhaps we should finish service delivery first. Where we.
Yeah.
It's very general. I suppose it's really a bit cross-cutting, Chair, that. We have lots of statistics, but there is no real indication of, you know, we 90,000 unemployed people trained, 63 are paid, some are trained. What is the efficacy of the training? It's not really clear. I mean, you can train people, but they've done a week's training, so what? What have they come out with? How has, there's no way to establish the quality and how effective the training is generally. That seems to be lacking. And how has this actually related to placement and reduction of employment? You know, we often have people, and you get somebody comes to you and says, he attended a two-day workshop. I mean, he could have slept the whole time. Doesn't mean he learned anything. You know, what was the quality of, you know, a three-week course? And that doesn't seem so. It can look very good that we trained 60,000 people. But in what? How relevant was the training? Have we any indication as to a follow-up, a feedback in here? You know, generally, it's a bit of a concern that we just have so many people, but so what?
Yeah, what would be then our proposal or recommendation, members, around this? Not the first time this is raised, and maybe it's just as this is, like what you are saying.
Why don't you say capital? As you will see under this program, there are like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sub units. That they finish the committee with each progress report, that to them. Because once you say they should finish, you don't have to say consolidated, because I think you think that's possible. under this subheading. They will then reflect the statement. I mean, all the Muslims, if in the very first one, Muslims are supposed to met all these targets in the first place, it doesn't tell us anything.
Mm.
And see the expected frequency of visits to remote areas, how, east, west. So if you say maybe in this or other thing like, maybe they can do it even before Friday. Say they give you, they give their report, individual report on this. If they have them,
this would then reflect the point.
Yes. This would then reflect. Because I'm trying to browse over here and there's a very other report that would be much.
I wonder if it would be possible for them. But because they do have a report on everything, I think it should. I don't know. So. So are we saying from under those 5 points they should give us a report? I don't know if you captured what Mr. was saying about information of the 5 points we should get a detailed report on.
Yeah, that's
but
the
thing.
Yeah. For instance, there inspection and enforcement of program exceeded this target in terms of percentage of the United States. If I may have the audience, please interpret. Under the inspection and enforcement. We know that for many years this has been a problem. And I'm saying I was doing an overcrossing for another. We have a shortage. And so when you go to personnel, you see this up. That the inspectors have overstressed the issue of eating the food of men is a challenge. I think the issue of inspection and enforcement won't be correct to say everything is wrong under the system. I mean, that was, I'm sure, what concerns me in many times in our engagement with the department. But they have very few, and remember, they raised the issue of being told that people, the issue of vacancy level, that after training these people, and I'm saying there is evidence, I was doing an oversight in Karanaka. The three labor centers have this problem, and it's an inter problem. And that's using one thing. I'm motivating for the visual report. I think the person there is if you know the other areas that have been mentioned, the very point, the first one that I like, you need to know those areas, the intention is to for the colleagues to do an oversight or a follow up.
Okay. Yeah. The committee's recommendation is that the department must give us a report on all the programs.
I can also motivate the person. The issue for nutritional health and safety. You remember there was that program that was run jointly with SABC. On identifying those who claim the Al-Qaeda. I'm saying even in this area, you still have a problem that there is a backlog in security.
Mm.
It can't be correct to say things are just what it is. I'm saying all these areas do have challenges, but I'm picking up specifically on the occupational letter, and the one on employment services, instructing as well as the condition, the condition of offices, the labor center standards, despite the branding campaign. You can go to some RSA, and we know that the department is not owned because they always rent under the public way. So I'm saying detail does help citizens. It does help citizens. We all know in our areas where we come from, labor centers, others are not up to standard. And then also we then demand their immediate plan or organic plan, I don't know what to call it. I know others are going to be like moved from one area to the other, you know, progress in terms of the outreach. As well as the issue of migration, people move from one area. Once we have development in a country taking another form, it happens in Soweto. You didn't have a labor center in New Canada. People in the past, they have to go to Johannesburg. Now you do have it in Soweto. So I'm using also that.
So all in all, we agree that the detailed report is needed on all those points. Then I think it really brings us to the end of the session. If we say on all those 5 points, that in end.
What I wanted to say, I was saying that, you see, so I was discussing so that we need to blame ourselves for the things we do. But I thought that we are not totally to allow ourselves to change what we were doing. We were supposed to correct this thing long ago, because we are supposed to make follow up and see all this. I'm saying that. But because we are starting, we need to start and push, you know, to show that each and every portfolio, the portfolio community is there to scrutinize and bring it kind of oversight so that it is correct and documented. I'm saying that from now, we are going to do that. So we need to do that. We need to follow up so that. At the end of the day, because failure of the Department of Labor is our portfolio. That was failure.
No, I agree with you that we are not doing much. And of course, the oversight is needed in that inspection of enforcement services in the like you are saying that they should be. So I think we will have to prioritize that on our first progress to look at that and of course to do follow up measures, follow up that we always talk about, and that Anthony, to say maybe we are not doing much in follow up. So. I think members can be there.
Yes, before it was there. I will look for solution as well. You know, this department, this committee analyzes what other departments can capitalize on. We have education. Already we know what you're going to do when you leave here for education.
Okay.
I'm using that. Safety and security, you already know. I've never heard of the department, and I'm tempted to recommend that. Mostly, why don't the researchers draft a questionnaire under the services, those 5 areas, that should be ready by the end of this week, so that the chairperson will then, through the Office of the Chief, will request that all members of Parliament in their constituency during their stay to visit all labor centers and do something. And then the motivation is that what will come out of it is going to inform this committee on how that we are going to strategize and plan ahead now on your business. We are not doing that, and I think something very easy because it's not based on political opinion. Every member of parliament down there, we take that as a resolution. And as a person, it's very easy to take this decision.
Okay.
I wanted to.
Do we agree? Do you want to repeat that in terms of the cry that MC do? How do we then get that? About the research,
the committee delegates the researcher to draft a questionnaire that will be assist members of parliament in their constituency work. That under management support services, you know what is in terms of the first plan. You have to use the first plan, which will guide you in terms of what standards to look for, questions to ask, as well as employment services have programs. It will also help in terms of updating where labor centers are in their conditions. The employment services, the inspection and enforcement services. For instance, the question of how many inspectors do you have against the area? The area, which is the biggest problem, and resources. And resources is a problem. I'm just highlighting. The labor market information and statistics. This also gathers, for instance, I'll also use an example. The Johannesburg CCMA now has opened a satellite. They are going to open a fully fledged CCMA in Perenateng because of the density. People always, in the Northwest, more and more people have to move to a distant area in terms of jurisdiction.
Now,
It can take 2 days to do this thing. Or for the coming, it means by between now and January, because it is between. When we come back, we see them.
Sure.
I'm talking about the setup.
When should that be completed? Because there's very little against you. These things are not perfect. I mean, this thing is not perfect. It's just a question under this, what are the standards? They are there in the first plan as well as in the strategic document. It's just out of that you can identify. It's not necessarily a matter of researching details. It's just a question.
Members, can we have input more, especially that is talking about questionnaire, which has to be developed, how is it going to assist us in terms of the report, that we could come back and adopt it on Friday? It's like that MC is talking about something for a long term,
What my colleague has said, I fully endorse. But I don't think that is really part and parcel of what we're doing here. Here we are writing a report on the annual report that's on the table. I think what he says is extremely important that the researchers, maybe over the Christmas period, before they go on holiday, so when we come back, that the researchers put out a schedule of what we as a committee should, either as a committee and or individually, should interrogate and visit over the next year. These points to visit here and so forth. But that is something, as I said, as an oversight, I see that as an oversight in committee work. That is something separate that we can kick off with a new year. But here at the moment we must finalize the report on the annual report that's on the table. I just see there's a
there's just a distinction between this and that very excellent suggestion. And I also think it would be very useful because to get something from the DG, either a letter, because can you imagine if I pitch up at a labor center by myself or you pitch up at a labor center and you knock on the door and say, look, I'd like to look around. Oh, there'll be such a scurrying, and can you come in? Oh, are you allowed? And you know what civil servants will be. You're not allowed in, and I must get clearance from head office whether you can come and look into the workshop. That should maybe be covered as well, so that I know the people on the safety and security have a special permit that allows them to go to any police station and walk around and sniff around, particularly for that committee. So we, in a sense, we need something, maybe not a fancy badge like this, but a little card or something, by authorized by the DG. This is a member of the portfolio committee. You are hereby entitled to, you know, pop in at any of these training centers without having to have a long sort of spiel or something in advance. If you could pitch up and say, look, I'm a member of the committee, I'd like to just have a chat and see what's going on. But that's a separate issue. And the identification of what we should look at, I would say the researchers should exercise their minds so that when we come back in January, there is a plan for both committee and individuals on the table.
I think that is a good addition to what Dr. Mishudini was saying. And that is a good task for researchers. It gives us something that we will be working on and running after. And what you are saying is really also important for us especially as individuals when visiting this area. Even if we are really allowed to go there, but it shouldn't create problems. They should know beforehand that members of parliament can visit these centers at any time. You know, so if we have the researchers with that to develop something of that sort, and the DG should have comments on it. Do we agree?
Yes.
I'm sure the parliamentary officer will also take that. We don't want problems when we visit these centers. So this proposal is going to assist us. So the DG must also comment on it to come up with something. The researchers should do something. But indeed, it doesn't really necessarily come to this debate on this annual report for now. It's something that will assist us for next year. Do we have anything on those last points? Or are we saying...
No, thank you, my time to leave is
okay.
No,
thank you very much. And we know that Ndatem Shudulu, even if he's not a full member of this committee, but he has been assisting in terms of contribution to this committee. Members, let's just go and look at those points, and then on Friday, let's be ready for adoption. It will be.
And it's point C as well.
We said the proposal was read from point 1 to 5. Am I correct? Can we just listen to the discussion? Point 5.
are we, in that level of stuff, do you have something on that 0.5?
We're on page 9.
On 9, yeah.
No, but I think under the previous paragraph, program 3, which is cured, I think we've encapsulated, and perhaps we should just add in here firstly that there's no indication as to why certain speakers were unsatisfactory.
Mm.
You know, that should be incorporated. You know, why and what steps are being done to address them.
Mm.
It also, there's no indication as to how effective. We do talk about the quality of training and also how effective the training is with regards to job not creation to getting a job. What's that fancy language, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how we and the assessment of the continual assessment of the training programs as to their effectiveness.
Okay.
You know, we might be training people in something and we don't, you know, we don't really need that.
Okay.
I think that's
and remember last time I said there are a few teachers that are referred to us, the teachers and those teachers and the CPNA that we have to deal with. The presiding officers referred that to us, the parliament referred that to us, but we will deal with this next year, every next year, to look at them and to say, are we calling them to come and look at the issues? And of course, with CPNA, we will be able to deal with next week. So members, can we be go and prepare for meeting with those entities and also to come and adopt the report with additions that we will be making on Friday. So please, let's be on time on Friday, because now before dealing with those entities, we should be able to adopt the minutes of the report. The report of the committee. Thank you very much, and the meeting is adjourned. Until Friday.